Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, quote, "Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them." And so begins what we refer to as the Sermon on the Mount. In three chapters of Matthew, Chapter 5, 6, and 7, Jesus proceeds to give some of the most beautiful words of wisdom ever uttered to mankind. The teachings of Jesus here in the Sermon on the Mount have been quoted, taught, and preached on for almost 2,000 years. The wonderful knowledge contained in the Sermon on the Mount is unparalleled. Jesus starts out in verses 3 through 12 of chapter 5 with what we refer to as the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, etc. Now this morning, I want to talk about the next verse, verse 13, where Jesus declares, "You are the salt of the earth." Jesus was speaking that day to his disciples, his followers. He refers to them as salt. Now, Jesus was also speaking to his followers that would come later. So, if we, as Christians, are the salt of the earth, what does that mean? To answer that question, we would need to look at the value of salt at that time. Now, today, salt is relatively cheap in any grocery store. But during the time of Jesus, salt was expensive and highly valued. In fact, salt was so highly valued, part of a Roman soldier's pay was paid in salt, called a salarium, where we get the English word salary. Now, salt has many uses. Salt was one of the most common preservatives at that time in history. Salted meat, as an example. Salt added flavor to food. Yes, salt can make the dullest, blandest food taste wonderful. Pure white salt was also considered a symbol of purity. So, salt preserves, salt adds flavor, and salt is a symbol of purity. So, brethren, with all of this in mind, let us remember the following. We, as Christian salt, are to help preserve the teachings of Jesus. We as Christian salt are to add pleasant, righteous flavor to an unpleasant and tasteless world full of sin. And finally, we as Christian salt are to strive for purity in a world full of polluted minds, corruption, dishonesty, and deceit. And the people said, Amen.